puppet.
Okay, and what about if you had one that's bald and cooked, bald with greens?
They call those darters, I think, corn darters.
Do you all have that? You don't use that much or anything?
I never had any.
Never had it? But you heard of it?
But I've heard of it.
Okay. What about cornbread cooked in the ashes of a fire? Do you ever remember hearing of that?
I heard some of the old people talking about one, and I saw an old man called himself, brought one to school one day to show us.
Mm-hmm.
He made it, he was born way back there. He called it an ash cake. He called it, he made it somehow. He said he put it in the hot ashes and wrapped it up with some, I don't know if he said leaves or cloth or something, but I put hot ashes on it. He brought it in, called it an ash cake.
Yeah,
brought it to school one day.
To show the students?
Show the students.
Is that right? I've heard of it. I've never seen
yeah.
it. What about a soft cornbread served in a bowl with a spoon? Do you have anything like that?
A soft cornbread?
Mm-hmm.
Served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mm-hmm. Eaten, dipped out with a spoon.
Now I know, I never seen it. I heard a fella talking once when I was in school that they said he'd have some stuff up in, I think he said, Virginia or Carolina or something like that. Then I had a teacher to work with me once, and she talked about some bread they call spoon bread, but I never seen any of it. She came from up in North Carolina.
Yeah.
But I never seen any of it.
Okay. And what do you call bread cooked in loaves made of white flour? You know, like you buy at the store or homemade?
Well, you can call it rolls, homemade rolls, or you can call it, some of them call it light bread.
Okay. And what about a round, flat pastry, about so big that has a hole in the middle?
Donut.
And what about a similar one made with yeast? Maybe it's bigger and puffier. Same thing?
Oh, that would be a roll.
Okay, if it has a hole in the middle?
No, I wouldn't call it a roll. I would say it was a donut.
Okay, if it has a hole in the middle, it's called a donut.
That's what I call it.
Okay. What about the round, flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet, eaten with syrup for breakfast, maybe?
We call it a pancake.
And what do you call meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
Well, that's it's a bacon.
Okay. And what do you call a meatloaf made from hog joe, the hog's head and so forth?
Some of them call it souse, and some of them call it hog head cheese and different things like that.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The pit.
And what about if it's in the center of a peach?
Well, they call it the pit, but some say I call it the stone.
Okay, what would you more likely to say if you're eating one? You say, this is, I'm going to throw away this.
Some of them call it a seed.
Okay, what would you be more likely to say?
Well, I would call it the pit.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed? You know, you can't.
Yes, that's what some people call a press peach. Some people call it a press peach or whatnot. It's not the clear seed. The one that pull away, they call it the clear seed peach or something like that.
Okay. And what are some beans that don't have to be shelled? You know, you just break them up.
Oh, that's snap beans.
And those that do have to be shelled?
Yes, you have some that have to be shelled, as you have some peas, you have something like English peas, and then you have the several type of peas
mm-hmm.
that you have to shell.
And beans?
Well, now, you have butter beans
okay.
that you shell, and so on.
Okay, what do you call the tops of turnips that can be cooked and eaten?
We call that the salad part.
How's that?
It's called that the salad part, the
okay.
part that you cook, the tops, of course, the roots, you know.
Okay.
That's the turnip they call it.
Right. What about beets? Do you all use beet tops to cook them?
No, we don't use beet tops, cook beet tops.
Okay. What do you call corn that's